Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And we're joined by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. And if you have been to ETFtrends.com, then you know there's a lot more there than just Tom going, hey, the trend's looking good on this ETF. It is a soup to nuts, everything you want to know about ETFs kind of site. And if you are an ETF investor or you want to be one, it's a very valuable resource. And of course, Tom takes time out to join us each week. But if you want to get more of what he's doing, go to ETFtrends.com. Follow him on Twitter where he's at Tom Lydon, or you can follow the firm on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF, ticker TOTL.
It's the new Total Fund, TOTL, the Spider Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF. And Tom, last week I was speaking at a State Street Global Advisors Conference on the day that this fund was launched. As soon as I was done talking, up came one of the fund managers. So I know it's an interesting fund. When the in-house guys say it's an interesting proxy compared to their own traditional mutual funds, that perks my ears as well. But I'm curious what perks your ears about this fund now.
Well, when you look at the fixed income market, Chuck, after 30 years of declining rates, it's been a pretty good market. However, now, as Janet Yellen has her finger on the trigger, potentially ready to hike interest rates at any point, although she said last week she's looking for a little bit more inflationary news in order to do that, we're already start to see some yield creep. And when yields go up, the value of the bonds decline. So for people who've been buying and holding bonds for an extended period of time, the trends are about to change, and probably in a significant way over the next 5 years. With that in mind, if and you don't hold them to maturity, the value is going to decline, and that's going to hurt your overall portfolio performance. I think what we're going to see is more appeal for active managers. And right now, we don't have that many rock stars that are in the ETF place. But with Jeff Gundlach teaming up with State Street last week for the launch of this ETF, that's in fact the case. So the question is, what are they bringing to the table? In the ETF world, most of our fixed income ETFs are buy and hold positions that are rebalanced over a regular period of time. However, along with PIMCO and a few other managers like Guggenheim, Gundlach and the folks at Double Line and now State Street provide a little bit more broad and tactical approach, where we might see when interest rates go up, the value of treasuries decline, we might see opportunities overseas in some other areas like sovereign debt or emerging market high yield, where it might seem that that would be aggressive in nature. Those areas actually have their trends as well. So here's a company teaming with State Street that have feet on the ground around the world that can branch out into other slightly more specific fixed income classes, shorten up the duration, maybe provide a bit of a better yield than what you might get in the Treasury right now, and most importantly, I think some diversification and some people watching your portfolio, or at least a portion of your portfolio, when we hit these interest rate headwinds.
As I said, when I was listening to the fund manager, he was talking, and it wasn't Jeff Gundlach, it was Jeff Sherman, one of the people who works with him. He was talking about how, you know, hey, if I had to choose, what would I own? And I happen to be a Double Line shareholder in their traditional mutual funds. And he was saying that he really liked the construction of this ETF better than their traditional funds. Do you take a look and really like the construction here? Because so much of whether you're going to go with a fund or ETF is normally the manager. It's normally, you know, is it the guy who's running it? Is it whatever? But you think of the assets as being the same. The way he was explaining it, no, this is a new and improved version.
Well, it is. In fact, as they're starting from scratch, they can do some things that are a little bit different. Now, they're not going to go out and promote it that way because they don't want to really be in competition with their funds. But as they talk about this ETF structure, they have the ability, let's say they don't like now. Well, it may be that they underallocate within their mutual funds, but it might be in the ETF that they don't own treasuries at all. It's one of those things that rather than just being unloved in a certain area and downgrading or underweighting a certain allocation with fixed income, the way they explain it is they may own 0% of what they don't like, but really overweight those areas that they do like. So are they going to take greater bets within this ETF? Well, that might be the case. But when you look at some of the allocations that they have that are somewhat unique compared to the average investor who might be investing with the Barclays Ag, where it's mostly treasuries, corporates, and high yields, they're going to get into some areas like mortgage-backed securities, both investment-grade and high-yield corporates, emerging market sovereign debt, high-yield debt that might be in the U.S. and outside the U.S. So most importantly, I think they are very excited about the option of flexibility. And that flexibility may make this ETF one to really look at in the years to come.
It is a very interesting ETF. Everybody's been waiting to see Double Line get more into the ETF realm, especially after they'd seen the PIMCO fund, etc. And now it's your chance in a very interesting new offering, the SPDR Double Line Total Return Tactical ETF. TOTL is the ticker symbol. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, remember, you can get more information on what Tom is doing by following him on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The firm is at ETF Trends. And if you're looking for anything else on ETF investing, go to ETFtrends.com. All right, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's a personal finance legend. Jane Bryant Quinn is in for the big interview. That's next. And then later, well, the Money Life Market Call is Oliver Persh. We're living the money life, and we'll be right back to it in just a moment.